Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is April 23rd. Today we are going to move into Mosiah chapter 2, which Mosiah chapters 2 through 5 are King Benjamin's actual sermon, which in my opinion, other than the Sermon on the Mount, is probably one of the most incredible sermons ever given. It is just fantastic and it's so filled with incredible doctrines. In fact, Neil A. Maxwell called it a sparkling doctrinal diamond. So if Elder Maxwell calls it that, there has got to be more in here than I can even begin to comprehend or understand. I'm excited to dive into it with you. So the actual sermon starts in verse 9, but the verses before tell us that King Benjamin calls all his people to him and everyone obeys. Everyone comes and they gather around and they build a big tower for King Benjamin to stand on so that more people can hear him. But there are so many people there that they know that not everyone's going to hear. And so they also have people writing down his words and delivering it to the people who can't quite hear. This sermon is going to reach everyone who wants to hear about it. And I love that. In verse 9, the way King Benjamin is going to start this sermon is phenomenal and should teach us about the seriousness of what he's going to talk about. He says, "My brethren, all ye that have assembled yourselves together, you that can hear my words, which I shall speak unto you this day, for I have not commanded you to come up hither to trifle with the words which I should speak, but that you should hearken unto me and open your ears that you may hear and your hearts that you may understand, and your minds, that the mysteries of God may be unfolded to your view." Now, I love that he starts off this sermon by explaining the things that I'm going to talk to you about are really important. And then he places the burden, I guess, of understanding on the people. He says, "I'm going to teach all of this to you, but if you want to understand, if you want God's mysteries to be unfolded to you, it's going to take something on your part. That's not my job to just make that happen for you. You need to do it." And I think what I like about this is that oftentimes I have this same mentality. I go to church and I just expect the spiritual to happen to me. I sit down and I watch conference and I expect the revelation to happen to me. Sometimes, and we talked about this in 2 Nephi chapter 2 when we talked so much about agency, sometimes we hand our agency over to a spiritual situation and we expect that spiritual situation to happen to us rather than using our agency to have a spiritual experience. And here, King Benjamin is teaching the things that I'm going to say are really important, but you need to do what you need to do so that you have that kind of spiritual experience. And he teaches them a couple things that they need to do in order for this experience to be revelatory. He says, "I haven't commanded you to come here so that you could trifle with the words which I shall speak." The word trifle there means without reverence. So he's saying, I didn't bring you here so that you could treat the words that I'm going to say without reverence, so that you could disregard the sacredness of my words. I think that that's really, really important and something that we need to understand and something that we need to teach our children. If anyone knows how to teach a young deacon or deacon's quorum for that matter, how to not trifle with sacred things, that would be great. Send me a message. But I love this so much because one of my favorite talks ever given was given by Elder Christofferson at BYU called A Sense of the Sacred. And this talk was also given to us as seminary teachers in my day because they wanted us to understand how important it is to teach young people how to have a reverence for sacred things. Listen to what Elder Christofferson says about the importance of treating sacred things sacred. "The importance of having a sense of the sacred is simply this. If one does not appreciate holy things, he will lose them. Absent a feeling of reverence, he will grow increasingly casual in attitude and lax in conduct. He will drift from the moorings that his covenants with God could provide. His feelings of accountability to God will diminish and then be forgotten. Thereafter, he will care only about his own comfort and satisfying his uncontrolled appetites. Finally, he will come to despise sacred things, even God, and then he will despise himself. On the other hand, with a sense of the sacred, one grows in understanding and truth. The Holy Spirit becomes his frequent and then constant companion. More and more, he will stand in holy places and be entrusted with holy things. Just the opposite of cynicism and despair, his end is eternal life. I love what Elder Christofferson teaches us there about how we approach sacred things turns into how we treat sacred things. When I teach youth, I've often taught that the pathway to sin generally starts with our disposition, our attitude towards things. Then it generally goes to omission. We start leaving out important things that we should be doing, followed finally by commission. We start doing things that we shouldn't be doing. That attitude with which we approach the sacred can either strengthen us in our resolve to follow God, or it can start to develop within us a cynicism towards the things of God. And what I love about what Elder Christofferson teaches here is that if we can keep with us a sense of the sacred, the end game of that is eternal life. And this, I think, is something that King Benjamin understood. In fact, even after this, he invites them to hearken unto his words. Now, hearken, you might hear that word and think, oh yeah, it means hear. But I believe that there are actually different levels of hearing. If you've ever had a teenage kid, you probably know that just because they hear something doesn't mean they've listened to it, right? I think that there are levels of hearing. We can hear, and that just means we have registered that a sound was made. Then we can listen, which means we hear and we're understanding what is being said. But I believe that to hearken is something totally different. I believe that when we hearken, we are listening with an intent to obey or to do. And that is what King Benjamin is asking here. He is asking them to treat what he is saying as something sacred, and then to listen with the intent to follow his teachings. And to hearken involves more than just listening. Yes, we need to open our ears to hear, but here he says, to hearken also involves opening our heart so that God can teach us and we can understand what's being said. And we also need to open our minds and to be willing to be taught the things of God. In his talk, Hear Him, President Nelson taught us, because when we seek to hear, truly hear his Son, we will be guided to know what to do in any circumstance. To hearken means to hear him, to hear what the Savior says, and then to heed his counsel. In those two words, hear him, God gives us the pattern for success, happiness, and joy in this life. We are to hear the words of the Lord, hearken to them, and heed what he has told us. My friends, I don't know about you, but I desperately need to know what to do in any circumstance. I 1,000% need that kind of revelation from my Father in heaven. And President Nelson tells us that we can experience that revelation consistently in our lives for any circumstance of our lives if we are willing to not just hear, not just listen, but to hearken and heed the words of Christ. To hearken and heed means opening our hearts to the message of God and opening our minds to what he is going to tell us. But when we do that, we can experience revelation in newer ways, in higher ways, in holier ways. This is a skill that I feel like it takes a lifetime to develop. But as we continue to try, as we continue to treat sacred things sacred, including treating the revelations that we receive sacred, as we continue to not just hear and not just listen, but to truly hearken and heed the words of God, then we can receive revelation more fully and more abundantly as our Father in heaven guides us through this life and guides us ultimately back to him. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.